time for KABU News from the Boo.
All right, this is News from the Boo. My name is Kristen Yount, and I'm here with Adam Carpinelli, and we are talking about the United States Social Justice Forum that took place last June. KABU was a sponsor and helped volunteers like me get there. I was there as a journalist and a reporter to cover presenters at the U.S. Social Justice Forum. Ibrahim Mubarak was there. He was presenting with Right to Survive, Homeless Bill of Rights. You can hear more about that right after this at 6 tonight. Mike Crenshaw was there, and he was presenting on behalf of KABU with the radio union. He was also there with the Hip Hop Caravan and What the Bleep Happened to Hip Hop. And I will turn it over to Adam to talk more about his role and more about the Social Justice Forum in general. Adam.
Hi, thanks. The U.S. Social Forum is a gathering of social justice activists in the U.S. And it comes out of what's called the World Social Forum process. Now, the World Social Forum process started in Brazil, actually, in 2001. That was the first one, and there were a bunch that followed, 2002, 2003, 2004, 2005, which also happened in Brazil for the World Social Forum. Afterwards, the World Social Forum decided to form a U.S. Social Forum National Planning Committee. That was created, you know, as the core group for organizing the U.S. Social Forum. So the National Committee included over about 45 groups overseeing physical and political responsibilities for the Social Forum, including a big number of labor groups, indigenous rights, and human rights organizations. So the whole point is bringing together activists, organizers, people of color, working people, poor people, and indigenous folks from across the globe. So the first Social Forum in the U.S. took place in Atlanta in 2007, and planning for that, again, was spearheaded by organization Project South, Institute for the Elimination of Poverty and Genocide, with dozens of other groups around the U.S. So the U.S. Social Forum defines itself as a movement-building process, so it's not just a conference, but it's a space to come up with people's solutions to economic and ecological crisis. There's other ones, too, that have been happening ever since. In June 2006, there was a Southeast Social Forum that took place in Durham, North Carolina. And the second U.S. Social Forum took place in 2010 in Detroit, with about 20,000 people attending and participated in over 1,000 self-organized workshops. So then all this kind of crescendos into 2015, and a new model has been proposed since the larger social forums have taken place in Atlanta and Detroit, which is dividing them up into what's known as kind of polycentric sites. And so for 2015, the three places were San Jose, Philadelphia, and there was a third one that was canceled that was going to take place in Jackson, Mississippi.
So these smaller venues afforded more people to be active on a localized level. We saw some of that, not in San Jose, mm-hmm. not as much as maybe people would have liked.
Right.
But there was also a simulcast available in San Jose where we could see what was happening in Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. And I know Ibrahim was active in that a lot. But we had a huge amount of people from Portland and Seattle. Seattle Right to Survive had buses going down, and there was a huge Northwest presence there. Do you want to talk about that?
Oh, yeah, sure. Basically, as far as attendance from the Pacific Northwest, there were a lot of folks that, and I would actually kind of add here too, as I was talking about the different locations and sites of social forums that have happened over the last couple of years. And one of them was also in September 2014 in Portland, Oregon. And that was the first Pacific Northwest social forum. So organizing from that social forum, what came out of that for the Portland one, for the Pacific Northwest one, had a lot to do with some of the organizers and organizations that were participating and helping to be on the steering committee for what happened in San Jose. And so what a lot of folks did was from a lot of those organizations. So Right to Survive, you mentioned, was one of them. Community to Community out of Bellingham, Washington, other groups in Seattle and Olympia, Washington, such as Media Island and COA Independent Radio up there in Olympia. All those folks got on a bus, which this bus is kind of known in several ways, actually. It's known as the Cascade Media Caravan or the Freedom Caravan. A bunch of folks, a lot of the same folks, even took those buses to the Detroit Social Forum. That is the same bus that's also known as the Pastors for Peace bus, which has been going to Cuba for, gosh, over, I think, like 30 years or something like that. So they've been going to Cuba for many years doing that, going to social forums. So they also rode down to San Jose. And so it was a great way to obviously share, you know, transportation, but also keep building and strengthening relationships that we have with each other in the Northwest. So for a lot of us, you know, we know a lot of people that were down there because they were from up here. But we also continue to keep organizing with each other. And so that's part of the strength base of doing the social forums, too, among other things.
There were activities at the Social Justice Forum. You could be a presenter and just as an attendee. These are some of the things.
Yeah.
So why don't you talk about the activities?
Sure. So the Social Forum, again, like I mentioned, you know, it's not really a conference. It's not supposed to be a conference. It's not a bunch of academicians presenting position papers that are going to get published. You know, this is a really grassroots thing. And so there's all kinds of different activities at the U.S. Social Forum. There's self-organized workshops. There's plenaries. There's work projects and work brigades. There are different kind of village and village canopies, you know, where people are doing all kinds of different, making all kinds of arts and culture, you know, dance and music. You know, we have international participation. There are direct actions that happen and marches and stuff like that, solidarity marches, different open spaces. You know, there's tours of the areas that we go to, you know, especially like in Detroit. There's grassroots fundraising that also happens. You know, there's local events that are happening to raise money for all kinds of different stuff, whether it's the social forum, local groups, maybe even national groups. And lastly, there's what this very comprehensive model or strategy in a sense that's used that are called People's Movement Assemblies.
Oh, like a PMA?
PMAs, that's right. That's the acronym, yeah. So People's Movement Assemblies is a big component of the social forums.
Yeah, I attended many PMAs when I was there, and I didn't even know what a PMA was, but it's people, it's sort of like a coalition style where either it's one group or a group that has intersecting issues that they want to talk about as a group and present sort of a problem, an issue, a possible solution. Right. And then I got assigned so much homework to go out. You know, when you yeah. walk away from the forum, you're really supposed to spread the word and talk about to people who you meet or in general in your daily life about things you learned about at the forum. And I thought that was really intense and good. So the homework, go when you go home, talk about education reform or hip hop in schools or things like that.
And just to maybe give a little more context if people aren't familiar with it, but the PMAs, the People's Movement Assemblies, are these kind of strategy sessions. And they are organized in a different way from just a traditional panel or workshop that you might go to. They do come out of a certain kind of model, again, that model goes back to the World Social Forum starting out. A lot of this stuff comes out of, you know, anti-globalization work, you know, so really, you know, turn of the 21st century. So like by 1999 with the WTO activity and all that, Battle Seattle and everything, anti-IMF work and all that. So then people start working on different models, you know, how can we work together across movements and things like that and have these better kind of strategies and methodologies and or praxis that can be used to elevate all these struggles and connect all these movements. And so it's a really important one for people to look into and understand. And it's known in different ways. You know, people can look at it as a model for participatory democracy. Some people don't like to say democracy. So sometimes we, you know, of course, there's indigenous models that have already existed, you know, that have inspired those models, again, that came out of the World Social Forum. Some of it is maybe bottom-up type of organizing, sometimes more cyclical, where everybody gets to participate, you know, so maybe even fashioned after anarchistic models or what have you. So the kind of things that we've been doing in the last few years is trying to connect some of the issues that we work on specifically here in Portland, or that I also work on nationally with organizations called the Jericho Movement, which we do work about political prisoner amnesty. That's what we focus on. But it's not just about, you know, just these political prisoners. It's about, you know, all these movements, right? And connecting all that up. And so it's very crucial that when we look at all the backgrounds of people that are in prison, especially for political work, right? We're talking about everything under the sun as far as social environmental justice. So we identify that there's this component of national solidarity with different movements, but also international solidarity. And the first People's Movement Assembly that we put on, which took place at the Portland Northwest Social Forum, and we use the same title in San Jose, and that was called From Palestine to the Americas, Decolonization and Mass Incarceration. So we're not just looking at the prison system, you know, just as itself. We're looking at the prison industrial complex and how is that related to even international solidarity with issues just like Palestine. And there's so many, which, you know, we could get into, but that's not the point of this right now. But when we do the People's Movement Assemblies, that's where people are talking about that stuff. And again, focusing on international solidarity and decolonization. So we had people from the All African People's Revolutionary Party, who we have a chapter here in Portland, but we're working with folks that were down in San Jose. The Jericho Movement, we had folks we have a new Oakland chapter. So folks from the Oakland chapter were down there. People like Melvin Dixon, who's an old Panther, is in that chapter. And he talked about his experience, not only being a Panther, but how so many of his comrades are still locked up, you know, in the U.S. prison industrial complex. Then we have a whole component as well where we're talking about immigrants' rights. And how does that, all this stuff relate to issues of land and multiple oppressions and what have you. And so what we get out of the PMAs is, again, having really thoughtful, engaged conversations about how these things are connected, but also moving forward. So people learn about their movements, learn about their different organizations, and figure out how can we start to network and continue to build a movement around different issues.
Yeah, so you mentioned just briefly, I heard the word praxis in there, mm-hmm. and yeah. Having this sort of, we're all informed somewhat by academia, somewhat, and having, yeah. you know, we know the words, we know how to say socialism, we know how to say, mm-hmm. we can describe a hegemonic situation, but in order to go out and move forward, you know, outside of the structures that are there, especially when so many people are victims of structural violence, you mm-hmm. have yeah. these people without homes, houseless people, right. you have people who have been locked up forever, people who are going to be locked up mm-hmm. forever yeah. unless we change things. So having a praxis model, having a way as citizens to inform the structures that we're fighting, we're yeah. not going to put up with being victims of structural violence. And I just want to say I walked away with a really solid concept of who belongs in what a protected class is, and how to look at the whole concept of a protected class. Because if we're not protecting the people who have spent long time in jail, supposedly being reformed, or we're not looking at people who are houseless and protecting these parts of our society, then we're failing as a society. And that mm-hmm. was really hammered in, and having this PMA structure made me feel, walking away, you know, regardless of being a journalist, walking away with a really heightened sense of responsibility for what's going on in my world. And not only that, but a way to plug in and make a difference, and at least talk to people who are working very hard in these areas mm-hmm. to bring about yeah. Change.
Right. I mean, and that's why it's called the social forum right there, you know, is because it's a way of, you know, bringing people together who are, you know, like-minded about these things. And so I just want to encourage folks who are listening, if you don't know about the social forums, to just start looking that up, learn about the social forums, learn about the People's Movement Assemblies. They're going to be happening again. And people can also organize their own PMA, People's Movement Assembly, in their area at any time about any issue, too. So it's not just restricted to the confines of, you know, you have to work in this time frame with the social forum. There are going to be, you know, the polycentric sites. Maybe another big national one will happen. We don't know yet. but definitely local ones should always be happening and stuff. So,
and if you have ideas for a future PMA and you want to work it or talk about it, you can always contact us here at KBOO. Yeah. Mike Crenshaw, Monica Beamer, they'd be more than happy to talk to you about starting a PMA, begin to construct a PMA, and also ideas of how to present your PMA to people if you want people to get involved with your organization. Very easy. That's what KBOO is about, and that's why KBOO participated so heavily in the social forum in San Jose.
Right on.
All right. Thank you so much, Adam.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
For KBOO, this is Kristen Yount.
You've been listening to the KBOO Evening News. This is KBOO Portland. Up next is Right to Survive Radio. And in the meantime, check out these cool messages.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the Monta Villa Jazz Festival, Saturday, August 15th and Sunday, August 16th at Portland Metro Arts. The Monta Villa Jazz Festival showcases the best of Portland-based artists, including the Alan Jones Sextet, the Ed Bennett Quintet, Machete Order, and Portland Jazz Composers Ensemble, and many more. Again, that's the Monta Villa Jazz Festival, Saturday, August 15th, and Sunday, August 16th at Portland Metro Arts, 9003 Southeast Stark Street in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.